Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Tori, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. It's a new week, Monday, September 19th. We're back with you with a great show, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Tori? We never deliver shitty shows. It's always best.
Well, what if we can't say we do, even if we do?
Because I don't think we do.
I think you're right.
I only say things I mean.
I appreciate that.
Okay, there you go. You know, if it was a piece of shit, I'd tell you. But I think we've got a great show going, at least if I do say so myself.
There you go.
So we have a great guest in the studio. Mm-hmm. We're going to bring her in just a second. Just to sort of recap the weekend, I see you ended up going to the gallery.
I did.
And you know I did too.
I know, but did you go to the
But I got
the
there earlier.
Yeah, I went late.
You see, but you got there when it was packed, right?
No, I got there when it was just everyone, it was packed, but everyone was tired of it already.
Oh, really?
So, like, the red carpet photographer was sitting down giving me a grimace.
Really?
And I was like, oh, should we walk the red carpet? And he was like, get off the red carpet. And then I go, is it this way? And he's like, I don't know.
Really?
Yeah, so anyway, it was awesome. The photography was fantastic.
Right, the pictures were great.
Oh, it was great. And I it was just really fun. And then we went and all got ice cream afterwards. It's a great mall.
Yeah, it really
beautiful
is
beautiful mall.
Yes. So we went separately to the gallery.
Yes.
This was
Andre Duman's
gallery.
That's right.
At the Village in Woodland Hills.
Yes, it was great. Outdoor mall, beautiful night.
And he says it's very unusual for photographers to have their own galleries, right?
Right, I mean, totally.
So he had a great opening. I mean, they cut the ribbon and stuff, you know, he had like big scissors.
Oh, wow, you were that early.
Yeah,
okay.
I took a picture, yeah.
Oh, wow, wow.
Yeah, it was still light outside when I got
oh,
there,
wow.
So it was like 7.
Wow.
And he had the Chamber of Commerce there, taking
wow.
pictures, everything. But did you see his wife? She's pretty,
so
pretty
no,
beautiful,
no, I went to
right?
say hi to him.
Uh-huh.
A, he had no idea who I was, which was adorable.
Really?
And, then I was like, awesome, you, I interviewed you on the radio.
No.
And he was like, he had 8 million people around him. But then I thought I saw his wife, but I wasn't sure. So I just went near her and go, robotics, to see if she would turn, because she's a robotic surgeon, but
right.
no one turned.
No one, huh?
Was wow. she blonde?
Yeah, she was blonde with a
okay.
black dress.
I think
tall.
I know exactly who she
I
was.
I think she's
beautiful.
Taller than he is, because he's kind of short.
Yeah. Beautiful.
The reason we like him so much is because he's like a modern day Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
I mean, this
mm-hmm.
guy has just done just about anything.
Yeah.
He does aerial photography from helicopters.
Professional tennis player.
Yes.
Grew up in communism. Amazing.
In Romania, yeah. Been to 170 countries and what? He's only 35. I find it hard to believe. You know?
Maybe older.
Maybe it's 17. Countries. How can it
no, 170. This guy is going everywhere all which ways. I mean,
yeah.
he really is. And he's also kind of a babe. But
yeah.
he doesn't act like a babe. Like, he's cool
right.
as hell.
Yeah, no, he is. It's very
cool. We are obsessed with him a little bit.
Yeah.
I think you can say.
Yeah, I mean, it's
we're
like
crushing.
A bromance. Yeah.
It's a bromance.
Yeah,
mine's more
me.
Of a I want you
yeah,
kind
she
of
wants
bromance. Oh, man.
But, yeah, because the man has accomplished a lot.
It's like Dos Equis, the most interesting man in the world.
Yeah. The posters were like $3,000 each. You
yeah,
know?
There were some that were like now I couldn't figure out some of them. There was one of a lot of I think there were Buddhist children in robes, and there was mm-hmm. one in the middle holding a candle mm-hmm. and lit up the boy's face. But it looked like it was like lit like if it would look like it was from lit from the inside of the photos.
Wow!
Like the pictures were hanging in glass from mm-hmm. the ceiling, floating. So they were really
right.
kind of cool. It wasn't on a wall, like
right?
Normally.
Exactly.
They so were, it was really neat. The light was hitting it really neatly, I thought. Really cool.
Yeah, that was cool. It was kind of weird to walk through the paintings like that, though. You know, they were close to each other and hanging, suspended from the ceiling.
Yeah, like floating pictures. Right.
Right. But it's kind of cool. It's different.
Yeah.
But apparently I saw pictures from later or maybe before you got there and
right.
after I got there. And it was packed.
Yeah, it was packed.
When I went in, there weren't that many people in the beginning. There was food there, there was stuff, but nobody was even eating yet. And I had made the mistake of going alone again, you know? So, and it sucks, you know? I mean, you don't go to places like this alone.
Did you meet anyone?
So, okay, so I went to him after all the photography, was still on the red carpet talking to someone. I interrupted. I said, Andre, and he looks at me. I shook his hand. He's like, oh, hi, you made it. But I also felt like, he didn't really give a shit I was there. But just think about it.
He had too many people.
Too many people.
Yeah, totes.
And he's only seen us for an hour in his life.
He's made a big impact on us. I don't think we've made that big impact right. on him. We're obsessive.
Exactly.
And he's like, who
right.
are you again?
Yeah.
No, but so that sucks. There was no food when I got there.
No, really? No,
so I had to swim upstream.
What time did you get there?
So I got there around, I think, 9-ish.
Well, that's not fashionably late.
That's
rudely
late. No, it wasn't. It was super cute. And I was wearing a great dress. And I walk in, and the food's gone. And I'm swimming upstream among people to get my free glass of wine. Uh-huh. I need my wine before I look at a photograph.
Yeah.
And I'm like, get out of the way! I'm like, move! I mean, it's a long way away from me. It was like an hour and a half drive.
Yes.
So I get my wine, and then I start looking, and yeah, he didn't give a shit, but I kind of didn't matter because he's still
right?
cool.
Yeah, that's true, I guess.
Yeah,
I don't
he's
know.
Still cool.
I know. For her, it's like he's more mysterious, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Women make me crazy, you know.
It's no, not, I was like,
the harder the guy is to get, the more they're attracted.
No, I honestly thought he'd be like, Tori, how are you? And
right,
I was like,
no,
of course
too,
not.
You know?
Of course not.
Yeah. So now I don't even think he remembered me.
Yeah.
He probably just pretended to.
Well, he also had a lot going on, but
yeah, he really
talented.
Did. And there was a lot of, I think, family and friends too.
Yeah.
So we were just in the periphery, you know.
And I went where a lot of LA, quote unquote, I'm doing air quotes. I know you can't see me on the radio, but a lot.
Hold it close to the mic. Maybe they'll see it.
Okay, here. Hello. A lot of blonde, tall, model-y people.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, hey, Andre.
There like, were a lot of beautiful
there was
people.
So I was lost in a forest of beautiful oak trees. I was like a toadstool. He doesn't have to remember me. Anyway.
But it was worth it, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
the ice cream we
it.
Went to afterwards was amazing.
Really? What Sloan's. Was it called? Oh, I think I've been
it's
there.
Right
it's
down
like
the
down that,
yeah.
That path. There,
I had three scoops like an ass.
Really? Wow.
Slow down.
You know, right across the way, there's a restaurant that we've been to. I forgot the name of it, but it's actually pretty good. And it's right across the way there.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Everything
so you should
nice.
Check it out.
There
yeah, but it's a nice mall. It's a new outdoor mall in Woodland Hills. It is out of the way if you're not in the valley.
Yeah.
But it's worth a drive, you know. Yeah. I mean, it's got some cool places there.
Make an adventure.
And, yeah.
Like, my adventure is going to his gallery.
Yeah,
his
right?
adventure is finding the, like, Malay people that
yeah,
have
exactly.
never been photographed in Africa.
I know. Or, like, channel.
Topanga.
Yeah.
So far. So stupid. That's my adventure.
Yeah, and then Eastern Islands, you know, he had that picture of the of those statues, you know.
Yeah,
those,
Chile.
Yeah. So, but yeah, he's had some amazing shots there. I mean,
mm-hmm.
there's no doubt about
mm-hmm.
it. And it's obviously for upscale people. I mean, I could never afford a $3,000 poster. It doesn't matter what a great picture it is.
Yeah,
but,
I mean, that's hard to... I mean, I grew up with art lovers as parents, so mm-hmm. I'm like... They bought paintings. They bought art and photographs. So I always was like, but I can't afford that shit.
Yeah, I know. I mean,
I'll
it's not
it
even
iPhone
in the top 10 list, you know, a $3,000 photograph.
Well, I mean, I like
but
that.
Look,
but
look, but apparently some people are buying it. I mean, the man's driving a Tesla. He's got,
you love his Tesla.
Got, I know. He's got everything. I know, especially since I found they're $130,000.
Yeah, he's doing fine. His wife's a robot surgeon. She's. They're doing great. How about they pass me a couple of paintings?
So you went by and you said robot. That's funny.
I went robots, and then no, she didn't look.
She didn't look.
And then I went to try and get another glass of wine, and that was the end of my life. So it was a rowling success.
Yeah, right.
Rousing success. Yeah.
Well, good thing you went.
Yes.
And, you know, I mean, look, 9 times out of 10, you're going to go to events of people that come on the show, and they're pretty cool, you know. So,
yeah,
you never know.
Yeah.
So just a couple of things. I'm eager to get to our guest, but there was a couple of important things. There was the bombing in New Jersey.
Yes,
right?
Yeah, they found. So guess who found the cell phone in the bag that led them to the perpetrator who they just caught?
Who?
two different sets of thieves.
Really?
Yeah. They grabbed the suitcase, threw the bomb out. They're like, we don't need this.
Right.
And then left the phone attached. And apparently by taking it out of the suitcase, they disarmed the bomb.
Really?
And then they found that police were able to see the phone. And it had all these pictures and Facebook. And they found the guy. And then a backpack was found in Jersey. And again, they took out the bomb.
Yeah.
And called the police. Whoa. Took the backpack, though.
What a big fail for this guy, huh?
Man, but wow. Two thieves, different sets. I mean, that's New York.
Wow,
for you.
Yeah. That's New York, huh? They'll steal from their mother if they could, too.
But they saved the day.
Yeah, they did, right?
Totally.
There you go. I wonder if they arrested him for the theft.
I don't think so. I mean, one set called the cops. Fantastic job. It's fantastic.
Major fail. Major fail for this guy that tried to kill some people.
Didn't work out.
No, now he's alive and he's going to get the wrath of everybody, I guess.
Yeah, and then they put an APB out on people's cell phone. People aren't liking it very much. They said his name is Ahmed something.
Yeah,
and
then Rahami.
They said, Rahami. And then they said, if you want to see pictures, go to the media. Call 911. So instead of just posting the picture,
right?
And it's like, what media? I mean, that was just a weird way of, I thought that was odd.
Yeah.
You should have just posted.
Well, there is a picture on CNN.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, that's your favorite.
Yeah, CNN.com. Well, at least online, it's up to date, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
I read the newspaper too, but it's yesterday's news. Come on. We have to admit it, you know?
No, it's not true.
I love the newspaper. Yeah. I mean, I read it every day. But why is it not? Look, I mean, you're only tomorrow going to read about this capturing, right?
True.
Okay, so that's what I mean. But I prefer paper. I mean, I do. I just bought 4 paper books yesterday.
Ooh,
you know?
Look
yeah,
at you,
so I'm
reader.
Like, that's an addition to the other three books I'm trying to finish.
Oh.
I'm going, when the hell am I going to read
all
this?
Are you going to read?
But I got to have them because I need to read about the stuff.
Yeah. Well, there's a new book out called Designing Your Life, and it's 2 Stanford professors, and it's the most popular class in Stanford, and it's about how using Apple and Google design products, you use it towards your life, and you have a better life because of it.
How cool.
So it's very cool. It's called Designing Your Life. I got it on for free in my library, but it's awesome.
Sounds cool. Well, okay, we're going to go to our guest now, and she's got a book, too. So this is exciting because we get to talk about books, especially books with nice ass on the cover. Folks, let me...
Good segue.
Yes. And so let me introduce you to Åsa Sjöberg. Welcome to the show, Åsa.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Yes, great introduction, right?
Yes.
Hey, you put the ass on the cover, not me. I'm just reporting what I'm seeing.
You know?
Yeah.
That's all you can do.
The book is The Booty Chronicles. And you guys can, I guess, Åsa, they're describing it as a humorous self-help biography.
Yes.
So this is a biography of you, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's not a full biography. Because there's actually more to my life than what my ass has been giving me.
Okay.
But, you know, the certainly stories from my life. And and then it's what happens is my ass starts talking back in the stories because it's gotten so much attention of all kinds. So
you guys aren't, since it's radio, we should say. She's very slim, very small, like beautiful blonde.
Very beautiful. Can we see your butt for a second? Do you mind?
Sure.
I mean, you talk about it all
so
the time.
She's so tiny, but she's had this fantastic. Booty.
It is a perfect booty.
Fantastic.
Now, let me ask you, so is that the one on the cover? Is that yours?
That's mine.
Fantastic.
Wow. Okay, folks, go online. Okay, go to Lulu. That's where she'd like you to go to find the book, The Booty Chronicles.
Damn.
And just look it up on Lulu, L-U-L-U. You said it's also going to be on Amazon and all these places too?
Yes, it's actually, incidentally, I want to mention, by the end of today, there's a sale on it, 30% off.
Ooh.
Wow.
So, yes, on Lulu.com. And because there's an ass on the cover, if you just look it up, you have to click the verification, age verification.
Oh.
Okay.
So just so you know, it comes up like a gray box, unless you have the direct link.
How cool
yeah.
is that? But no, you were right to put your butt on the cover because, I mean, my God, you know, it's beautiful. Why not show it up?
Piece of work.
You know?
And that's what we're talking about there.
Yeah.
But to answer your question, yes, it is actually available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and BAM. Mm. But it is much more expensive there. So that's why I refer people to Lulu.
Oh, cool.
Yes.
Okay, so go to Lulu.
Yeah.
You can also go to Åsa's website. It's called Fitness by Åsa, O-S-A. And you can find out a lot more. You can see her. And God, that butt, man. I guess we're going to keep going to this, you know?
Well, when's the first time you knew you had this magical derriere? I mean, I'm so taken aback.
Well, it started when I was 13 years old in Sweden.
Wow.
And I was this really skinny girl, ribs showing and all, but I had a butt on me.
Okay.
And it started with some boys started talking to me. Well, actually, they called me up, and that's part of the story in the book. Mm. And they asked me out. They were 2 years older
all
than
me.
No, no, no. There were these two boys. They called for each other.
I see.
And they asked me out, and they said, you know, do you know who he is? And I said, yes, because I come from a small town in the northern part of Sweden. And then what happens is he says, well, he really likes your butt, and he would like to take you out.
Wow.
So that was one
what
of the
a couple
early
of it, right?
Yes, that was one of the early experiences. And then also an older guy who was a friend of my parents, he made a comment.
Oh, that's really inappropriate.
Yes.
And you were how old at the time?
13. Oh.
You were still 13?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
My God. My God.
Yeah.
Well, you see, the
<That's>
look, I mean, if it's the S is there, you acknowledge
no,
it.
No, not know? To a Sam.
No, not to her.
Oh, God.
Yeah, or to her parents. No.
Oh, my God. No. She's 13. Yeah. That's disgusting.
Yeah. Yeah, but you know what, though? The way he said it, I totally, it wasn't inappropriate, even though some people, and maybe here, some people would have a big reaction to it,
right.
Like, oh my God.
Right, it's such a taboo, you know, but yeah.
Yes, but the way he said it too, and how he was referring to it, and even then at 13, I understood it yet. I'm like, who does this butt really belong to? Mm. Because it was referring to an African butt.
Mm. Oh, wow.
Yes.
Yeah. So. Well, I don't know. So, I mean, we'll talk about different shapes and everything.
Right.
But if you guys are on the website, you can see Åsa is a beautiful, blonde, blue-eyed Swedish girl.
Oh, thank you.
Right?
Green eyes.
Green eyes.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Well, I don't have my glasses
no,
on.
No, you're just not looking at her eyes.
Maybe I just expected blonde blue because...
Yeah, Swedish.
That's
right?
Swedish,
well,
right?
You have glasses on.
Yes.
And from here, it looks more blue than green. I hate to tell you that.
Okay.
But that's how it is.
Well, they shift a little bit depending on my mood.
Yeah. But at any rate, that's the look you got. And you mentioned before you do modeling and stuff too, right?
Yes.
I mean, obviously, who's going to let you go by without making some pictures of you?
Well,
you know?
and thank you. I still do in my 40s. I still do some modeling. And there's been quite a bit of focus on the derriere, but also other things.
Yeah.
But
I mean, you've got the body of like a 20-something-year-old.
Oh,
you know, you've really taken care of yourself. No.
Do you work
out?
Really.
Yes, I do, and I also have my fitness company.
That's
fitness
what I'm saying.
Yes.
Segue to that.
Fitness by Åsa.
Yeah,
hey, does she work out?
That's what I'm trying to segue.
Hey, I know. Do bears shit in the woods?
Yes, that's
yes
right.
They do.
We
yes.
can draw. We can start doing some squats in here right now if you'd like.
Is that the secret, the squats?
Well, different kinds of exercises.
Okay.
Definitely squats, lunges, and different types of squats and lunges,
sure.
But also more focused exercises.
For the tush.
For the tush,
yes.
Okay. But there's so much. I mean, I do so much. And that's what you have to do. Hit it from all sides.
Yeah, yes. There you go. There you go. So also a little bit about you. So you said a small town is where you grew up.
Yes.
What was that like?
It was wonderful.
Really?
I'm actually very, very grateful that I grew up there. It's a small town.
What's it called?
It's called Boden in Swedish.
I love the name of this. Like Boden. IKEA furniture.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Boden.
So it's called Boden. If we Americanize it a little bit.
Okay.
And I actually grew up outside of it in the countryside.
Wow.
So
wow.
We have all these little small communities. If you translate it from Swedish, it would be village.
Mm.
But it sounds a little odd here, I guess. So there's about... I think 15 houses in our particular...
Oh, very small.
Yes, and then there's one a little bit away from there. So those kind of communities and just a very free life. We just hopped on the bikes and like, see ya, you know, to my parents. And so I'm very happy about that. Yeah, and then coming to a big town like L.A.,
wow.
Woo!
Yeah. Could not be more different.
No.
Yeah. So, well, let's learn a little about what happened between those times.
Yes.
So, do you have any siblings?
Yes, I do. I have a brother. He's 10 years younger.
Mm. Oh, 10 years younger,
yes.
Right. So, I mean, were you guys able to connect when you grew up?
Yeah, it was, I mean, given that he is 10 years younger, he was at first like a little bugging brother, you know,
right.
who was peeking in on my boyfriends and uh-huh. things like that. But we have grown to be very close, even though I am far away. He actually came to visit me last year here.
How cool.
With his girlfriend, and he is a really, really awesome young man.
That's
yeah.
awesome.
Yeah.
I guess when you grow older, the difference in years is not that big a deal.
Right.
Yeah. I imagine when you're 20 and he's 10, there's not much, you know, he's
right.
more like the baby in the
exactly.
family.
Mm-hmm.
But then if you get to be 40 and he's 30, there's
yep.
not a big deal there
That's
anymore, right.
right? That's right.
And
yeah.
you get closer that way.
That's right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very interesting. So so he chose to stay in Sweden?
Oh, yes. I'm kind of like the pink sheep in the family, I say.
I love that.
And so
I
kind of do everything differently. So,
that's
yeah.
cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. So what happened? How did you get out of that big small town, and where did you go?
Well, I actually came here.
Oh,
I
really? Directly?
Yes, I did. I went home in between. So, but what happened was when I was 19, I had graduated from high school. I worked for a little bit, and then I came here as a Swedish nanny.
Wow.
Yeah, I had to use the accent.
Yeah, you have to sing a little bit.
There you go.
Right. Perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm Inga from Sweden.
Yeah.
You know.
My God, this is like the stereotypical nanny from Sweden,
yeah.
right? They put in the movies where the father is like, oh, that's a nanny, you know?
Totally. Yes.
Yes, right? That happened?
There's a little bit of that in
I'm sure. How can it not happen,
of
you know?
Of course.
I mean, you're bringing like a beauty queen into the house. The father's like...
Yeah.
You know?
I'd be like, thank you so much. We're hiring Olga. Not
exactly. so much for that. Goodbye.
Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, but you did find families where you fit in and everything.
Yeah, exactly. I actually was working in Malibu with a family with a little boy, and it was really wonderful. And I'm going to reveal a little something, and that's in the book too. I did go out tanning completely nude in the yard because I didn't want to have tan lines.
Mm. Yeah.
And I took care of a little boy, so he was napping, and there was no way also for him to come up because he was in a crib. So he was in the crib.
She put him in a cage.
Yeah. So, and they were off to work,
yeah.
and it was really secluded. And there were a couple of gay guys living next
Perfect.
Door. So I'm like, you know, what the hell?
Yeah, what the hell?
Yeah,
wow, that sounds good.
Right?
Yeah. And you know what? Scandinavians are not that uptight about, like, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I've never been to Sweden, though I want it so bad, but I've been to Denmark twice.
Uh-huh.
To Copenhagen.
Yep.
That's my dream.
And, yeah, and... You know what? And the thing is, they're so open about sex and everything. At least it was like that in the 70s when I went there.
Everything was like that in the 70s.
That's true, right?
But that is
but
true.
But I mean, if there was a nice sunny day, they would go sunbathe topless in the park with no problem.
Yeah.
Right.
Families around.
Yeah.
Yep.
Right?
And we have buck naked guys running around in commercials too sometimes.
Really?
And it's not a big deal.
Nudity is not a big deal.
Yeah.
Because there's a difference between nudity and sex, I think. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yes. I think nudity and naked, two different things, right?
Well, I don't know if that.
I feel like I feel like naked can be a little bit nudity is just like freeing to me and a little bit more just your body, and then naked
naked
dirty, with an E.
Yeah.
Naked.
Right. The thing is that look, I don't know why they put nudity with like porn and stuff,
right,
you know,
right,
because
right.
it's not the same thing.
Right. No.
Porn is action and nudity is more like who you are.
But like who created America? Puritans. You
right.
know, we have the crazy, stupid Puritans with the thing up their ass.
Right.
And it's like they just were like, exactly. Oh, the thing up their
true.
Ass, booty chronicles.
Yeah.
No, but it's true. We were born and bred Americans from like tight assed Puritans. So that's why.
That's
you know,
a lot of ass here.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
I know.
No, it's true. And you know, for me personally, yes, I come from that. And I really appreciate the human form and art form and stuff. I have, and this is really in the book too, I do have, and still I get that, a lot of offers to do certain things that I don't want to do because that's just not me.
Right.
And actually, Playboy actually contacted me a few years ago. And now, incidentally, they have gone...
No pictures.
No full nude. And for me, I have made the choice to not go full nude, but I certainly pushed the limit with semi-nude and
bikinis and G-strings, things like that.
Yeah,
or
exactly.
covering up.
Yeah. And to me, that's more sort of
artsy,
like,
right?
Yeah, and enticing instead of showing it. But again, it's going back to Sweden and being so tolerant about that. Well, tolerant. It's just what it is.
The culture.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They don't think about it much.
Yeah. It's not like people are mating like bunnies in the streets. It's
exactly.
not like that. You know, it's just much more acceptable.
Yeah. All I remember is walking around Copenhagen and loving it as a 16-year-old because every second shop was a sex shop, you know?
Oh.
With all these magazines and dildos and stuff. And to me, as a 16-year-old, was, wow,
I'm in
heaven, you know? I mean, that's what was going on
totally.
In my mind. What can I tell you, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard growing up as a teenage boy, you know? It's like you want something so badly and you can't have it.
You're such an ape.
Right?
So primate.
I know.
So primitive.
I know.
Well,
I mean,
I love it.
Men do behave like dogs, I think, sexually.
Did you see,
in many ways.
Jane Goodall said that Trump is even worse than, like, the apes, which is a real low blow.
Yeah.
But, yeah, very primitive. Well, very, very primitive.
Yeah, yeah. But that's what sex
Nothing
is,
wrong with that.
You know?
Yeah.
Hey.
No, I mean, look, we were created to multiply.
Correct.
And procreate. You know,
and enjoy it.
Exactly. And I think that's exactly it. I think the fact that we enjoy it is why people make it like so secretive.
Well,
stuff,
I think America or the Western Hemisphere is like, oh, you can't enjoy it. It can't be fun. It's kind of a hidden thing. But then again, I spend.
But then they do.
And then they do. And it's like this secret thing. And like masturbation is wrong. And we should promote celibacy and, you know, abstinence to kids in high school. I'm like, are you serious?
Yeah.
Like, that is
yeah.
absurd.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just so interesting that people still think that will work.
Right.
Right. Instead of practicing safe sex.
Yeah, yeah, but exactly. But sex is such a big part of us.
Of course.
I mean, look at what like the LGBT community goes through, you know, to try and define itself and stuff, because that's who we are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So at any rate, I don't apologize for being very sexual,
In
fact.
Apology not taken. I like it.
Good. There you
Bravo,
go.
Bravo, sir. Male power.
So call me an ape, call me a dog, I'll take it. I'll take it. I totally get it.
Yep.
I get
hey.
It. But at any
rate, hey, I like sex. Come on, yeah.
So going back to Sweden, though, so people are much freer there and more open about nudity and sexuality.
Yeah,
and so
absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah,
are you more open? I mean, obviously, you display your body proudly and stuff.
Like, were your parents? Were you worried about your parents? Or are they also very open about it too?
There is an openness, but they are a little bit more old-fashioned, and certainly my grandparents.
My
grandmother, she was going, when she saw some, and I miss her, so she passed 4 years
Yeah, but you tell her, Grandma, if you had ass like this, you'd advertise it too.
You know, maybe I got some of it from her. Nobody really knows where
it's
coming from.
Right?
Because my own mother actually...
That's what I was wondering. No,
yeah.
Your mom.
No, she actually said some years back, she said... Where did you get that from? I don't know. I want some of that.
Really? Is she like really like flat ass and stuff?
Well, it's not flat.
Not flat, but not... But
magical. It's not magical.
Yeah, it's not the bubble.
Right,
And that's one of my nicknames, actually. Bubbles, because of Bubblicious, short for Bubblicious, Bubble Butt. So I actually even had a photo shoot where the female derriere was really attributed to, and I represented the bubble butt.
Oh, wow.
I like it.
And, there's pear shape and heart shaped and petite. And
I think I have a rhombus.
Rhombus.
Or like a trapezoid. But I have a good butt. It's not like it's bad. It's nice and bubbly.
It's fantastic.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. You're very self-deprecating.
I know. I'm a comic.
Right?
What do you want?
That's true. Right. But people don't believe her.
Right.
You know?
I got a great ass. No, I remember in high school when Kate Moss was the thing, or in eighth grade, whatever, and it was the wayfish thing.
Uh-huh.
And no one could have a butt or a curve or eat anything. And then all of a sudden, like, when it started to change in Destiny's Child and the Beyoncé butt came in, and I was like, oh, hell yeah. And now it's changed so quickly.
Oh, yes.
Everything is about a bigger butt. The Kardashians even. I mean, it's crazy.
It's all about the ass now. Yeah. And that's also why I really wanted to write this book, because I have never been, even in the modeling world, I have never been that girl who's, ooh, I need to like really get super skinny. And no, healthy, fit, feminine curves. That's kind of what I promote.
Yeah.
And I'm so happy that curves are in now. And even in the fashion world, it's coming in. And I say, Hallelujah.
I agree. Yeah. It went very quickly from like that wayfish chaos to like, I need a booty.
Right.
Which is great. Right.
Yeah.
Because we all have real booties. My mom does not. Her pants just fall straight down.
Really?
She almost has like a wall. It's very strange.
Oh. Well, tell her to come to me.
Okay, well.
Exactly.
She's got great legs. It's like a little
give her some
butt.
Exercise and diet to bring up those cheeks in the back.
Absolutely.
Yeah. There you go. But you know what? I'm fascinated. You refer to yourself as curvy. I don't see that. I mean, no, I don't see her being curvy. Okay, well, you got nice boobs. But I mean, you're skinny.
No, but skinny to me is too much like a pencil. She's got nice, like an hourglass.
Okay, no? but no? You see, but I think maybe that just goes to show that when we talk about skinny women, we really think about skinny ones.
Yeah, you're talking about like
wayfish. But to me, it's like you're not curvy. And you know what? When I look at you, Tori, I don't think curvy.
Oh, wow.
I really don't, you know? Wow. I mean, curvy, I'm thinking the girls that call themselves curvy on dating sites, and they're really like
Oh, you're
fat.
Talking about plus size.
Yes.
Plus size norm.
Right, and that's what people refer to themselves as curvy, and that's what I'm saying.
Because, like,
you're not even close to
but
that.
But what's funny is, as a guy, you say that. But as a woman, I'm like, I have like a really great boobies and a nice tush. So to me, I'm very curvy to a girl.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
So for a guy,
so,
I get what you mean, but for a girl, I'm like pretty curvy. Like I would consider that, but maybe that's because I'm in LA and everyone's a stick.
Right. Exactly. Well, you know, but that's what I'm saying. Right. And that's the reference point, which I don't think it should be. So in other words, look, if I were describing you, I'd say, yes, you've got a beautiful chest and I mean, killer body. I'm saying killer
Thank
body.
You.
And regardless of what your age is, to me, you seem ageless, right? Mm-hmm. When she said 40s,
I was amazed.
Right?
Oh my God, I was amazed.
I mean, you think 30s.
Me too.
Thank you, thank you. That made my morning.
There you go.
Really?
Yeah.
Will that get me a few points with you?
Yes, absolutely. It gives you a lot of points.
Really? Oh, my God.
Should I just leave? Should I walk out?
Oh.
Beep, beep, beep. Well, we're not done.
Back it up.
We're not done yet. I still have 20 minutes to seduce her.
I see.
So relax.
It's going great. Sam, it's going.
Oh, yes. Ooh.
Going well.
So, for those of you joining us, we're talking to Åsa Sjöberg. And she's a fitness coach, I guess, expert. And we'll find out how you got into that as well and all that. But she's definitely proud of her butt. She's got a nice bubble butt, they call her Bubble. And you put that quote that I mentioned by Sir Mix-a-Lot. I like big butts and I cannot lie.
Right.
I think that changed the thing. That one line became a huge pop culture line, and then all of a sudden it was cool to like butts again.
Right. No, that's true. But again, I in my vocabulary, in my world, I would not call your butt a big butt. Okay, that's all I'm saying.
I get it, and several people they say you have an ass, you know, you have a booty, you have a butt. Oh, I wouldn't call it big, and it's not that it's big. I guess it's more the shape of it, and it is sticking out there. You
exactly,
know?
And probably the it's probably muscular too. I mean, your ass is probably pretty muscular.
I hope
to be shaped
is.
Like that.
I
it's like the
I'm
difference between tofu and like a filet mignon. She has like some substance to that ass.
There you go.
So it's not big, but it's
so it's all muscle.
Meaty,
it's not
yeah.
fat or anything. That's why it's shaped very nicely because there's no fat to look like. You know, not attractive.
It's well.
I mean,
thank
I'm trying
you.
To be nice
so.
About
I,
it.
Well, I hope so.
Yeah. And, it's working every angle.
But it was hey, you know, it's I'm trying to figure out which angle I'm gonna go.
Oh,
with
yeah,
it,
girl.
You know? So no, but it's and it actually was a little bit bigger before too when I came out here. And then I got even more into fitness. So then you
shape
kinda,
it up.
Yeah, shape it up a little bit. And of course, get, I've never been a big girl, but it was just kind of that. I was in my early 20s and almost like that little baby thing going on, for a little second.
Totally.
So I could be walking down the street and people are like swerving up where their vans and car. There's a story about that in there.
Wow.
And just, oh, I gotta take you out because of your ass and oh, nice ass.
Yeah.
How do you say butt in Swedish?
Well, in a nice way.
Yeah.
Or,
tell us both
okay,
ways.
Okay.
Yeah, butt and then ass.
Yeah. So ända.
Ända.
Okay. That's like end,
like
the rare end,
end yeah,
like
kind
end.
Of,
got it.
Right?
Yeah. Okay.
And then if you're gonna say it kind of a little bit like ass, like ashle.
Whoa.
Ashla, which sounds like ass, too.
Yeah, Ashla. You know.
Ashla.
Ashla.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow, like look at you.
You can run with
look
that
at
one.
Her Ashla,
yeah,
man.
Yeah,
look at
there you go. She's got an Ashla.
An Ashla. Okay, like we got it.
Cool.
We get it.
We're cool.
Wow. I didn't realize we were going to talk about ass. I mean, this is cool, you know. Because, I mean, I saw fitness and, you know.
You didn't see this?
No, no, I did. I saw the Booty Chronicles, but maybe I didn't put two and two together. I just thought you're going to talk about shape and fitness and and how to make for a nice body. I didn't think we were going to talk specifically about derriere. So that's why I'm saying it's awesome. You know, we talk about female body part.
Hey.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean,
something to really bite into.
Exactly.
Pun intended.
For a dog, that's a perfect lunch.
For my ape over here, he's enjoying stuff. But I say women like a good ass on a man, too.
Oh, absolutely. I like something to grab onto.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm not going to lie.
No, and I like an ass that's a little bit perky.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna lie.
Athletic,
athletic.
For me, it's athletic.
That's right.
An
that's
athletic
right.
ass.
I do. A guy needs to have just for a guy, you know. It's all about the girl's ass. Like a guy's gonna.
Yeah,
I gotta see a little. Pretty.
Really? Okay. So tell me what you think.
Oh,
about
Oh wait, I gotta
mine.
Put my glasses on. Hold on.
Let me just put my pants right.
Okay. All right.
Very cute.
So he's got a booty.
Okay.
He's got a booty.
Yeah. Is it pretty good?
Yeah.
Okay, but it's not big, right?
No,
it's not big. No. Can you twerk it?
No,
oh
I can't.
God. Okay.
I'm not even going to try.
His all back right. just but, went out. We don't want to.
Yeah.
Right.
No, but believe me, naked, I look much better. So.
Ah. Ooh.
That is hilarious.
Playgirl.
You got to have the tight jeans to really look good.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
Mine
of
are not 100% tight.
I used to work at a bridal salon, and the one thing that you usually heard was, I need my boobs to look good. And I would always make it like look tight, and then we'd have strapless, and we'd try different things.
Right.
And then it would, and then it shifted, and now it's, I want my butt, I want it to look, my butt.
Oh,
so now
yes.
it's all about the butt in the bridal dress, nice and tight, really.
Yes.
So
yeah.
it's interesting how fashion's changed everything.
And I mean, body parts are in, and they come into play. And obviously, because again, when I grew up, there wasn't really anything about the butt, even though I still got a lot of attention mm-hmm. on it. But then it was more, you know, the boob.
The
totally.
Boobs, right.
And but now, I mean, women with huge implants and stuff,
they're
breast
not,
implants,
yeah,
they actually
them
take them out
yeah.
even, and
yeah.
they put them in
the butt. That's my thing. So there's wow. there's butt padding, there's butt implants.
Yes.
That's crazy to me.
Well, we don't need it.
I know.
So
maybe that's why it's crazy. You're right.
And
but people do crazy things to get that bubble. The
yeah.
Kardashian.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Oh,
absolutely.
Yeah, crazy
wow,
things.
Wow.
Yeah. Not needed here.
No, you don't have implants, do you?
No.
No, because you described yourself as curvy.
But it's been accused of it.
I was about
really?
To say. The butt has been accused of having, and this was when I was working on sets and I was on this commercial.
Oh, no, I didn't mean on your ass. I meant on your boobs.
Oh, no. What do you...
No, that's what I'm saying. I mean, they look great.
Hey, you know.
You see, a few more points, man.
Natural.
There you go. You definitely... A few more points, yeah. Because she's...
And right now, I'm actually wearing a bra, so they are, like, really... Because sometimes... Yeah. I don't like wearing bras.
Yeah?
That's
I like going bare.
See, my
lovely.
Kind of woman,
yeah.
man.
Yeah,
you see,
she's great.
I'm telling you, the Swedish girls, you know, and they come to Israel, and they like the dark eyes and everything.
Maybe you should go
and
to Sweden.
And the guys like the blonde girls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You
no, but
go
listen,
to Sweden.
In America, there's no shortage of blonde.
No, I know, but I kind of feel like you and Sweden might be a good little match.
Yeah.
I would.
Yeah.
I would
yeah.
be. I would
absolutely.
Be.
Absolutely.
But I love America too much to leave,
yeah.
you know?
Hey.
So
yeah.
then we go. I mean, look, we get Swedes coming
I
here.
I know,
you know.
Yes, we are everywhere in the world.
Yeah. And a lot of good music. I mean, ABBA came from there. How
yes.
can you beat that, you know?
Yes.
And, you know, that's what I'm saying. And several others. I can't think of the names now, but I love... Like Euro music, you know,
yeah.
especially back when I was growing up
mm-hmm.
and stuff. It was all that bubblegum music
mm-hmm.
and stuff.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. I mean, ABBA really emerged in the 70s when it was poppy, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then that's why people started making fun of them after a while. They disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
People would go, I mean, ABBA was like Barry Manilow. It was like, really? You know, and now they're back and
I
they've
know.
Been back forever.
Yeah, it's like a cycle. It always mm-hmm. comes back.
Right.
Always.
And then, excuse me, but I read that there's a few Swedish guys that write all the hits that we listen to every day. It's Swedish guys in Sweden.
Oh, no,
doing
no.
This.
Who have written them.
Yes,
I've
written
heard that.
Them.
It's like two
yes.
guys.
Yeah, two
yes.
guys.
I've read all about this.
I forget
this.
The name of the.
Yeah, they've written almost every pop hit. Yes,
exactly.
So I read all about these guys.
Yeah, like, yes. you know, Britney Spears
yeah,
and Beyonce. Yeah, yeah. And,
yes,
yeah.
Katy Perry. And you know about the Swedish House Mafia.
What's that?
That's a group.
Oh, wow.
It's and you know, I'm so bad with names. Right now I'm zonking out on the name of that one song that was it was playing a lot by them, but well, several of them, but yeah, there's a lot.
Is Robin from Sweden?
Yes.
Oh, Robin, yeah. I love her.
Yeah,
she's great.
Yeah,
mm.
yeah. There's a lot of Swedish yeah. music actually coming and yeah. transferring over here too.
Yeah, there is. Absolutely. But as far as participating in Europe, yeah,
yeah,
and ABBA won in the Eurovision contest,
yes.
which Americans don't know about.
I know
it's a huge thing
every year. About what, like 70 countries, maybe.
Wow. Or, yeah, around there.
Compete for the best song.
Yep. So it's all singers?
It's all singers.
Yes.
Okay.
And it sort of
wow.
like brings together all of Europe.
It's
and
like then, Olympics, but for singing.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
And
yep.
for many years, Israel was excluded. And then when I was a teenager, they finally let
oh,
it in.
That's exciting.
Because of politics.
Wow.
Yes.
Of course.
Yep.
And yeah, in fact, Israel won 1 to 2 times.
Wow.
Actually,
wow.
the first time Israel went in, they won the number one. I remember now.
Wow.
Okay.
That was amazing. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but at any rate, but there was a lot of anti-Semitism there all along anyway, you know,
right.
and it's still like that. They
of
still
course.
Vote politically.
Right.
But nevertheless, that's where ABBA really became famous with Waterloo.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I remember it like it was yesterday, you know?
Yes.
I know I'm dating myself, but who gives a shit? Everybody knows, you know?
Hey.
I can't pass for 35
yes,
anymore.
Yes, you
my
can.
God.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, come on. That's nice of you. See, that's why I picked it to be on radio, man. You get to be surrounded by beautiful, complimenting women. And it's amazing, you know?
There you go.
Really
Absolutely.
Amazing. We're talking to Åsa Sjöberg. And so you wrote a book. Also, let's give a shout out to Lucia, who introduced us to each
yes,
other.
Yes, absolutely. Hi, Lucia.
Lucia,
thank you for the introduce.
Yes, Lucia is a dating and relationship expert.
Oh,
and she used to have a show with us like 8 years ago
oh, wow.
until a few years ago. And moved on to bigger and better things. But at the same time, I guess you guys met over the years.
Yep.
And then she referred you to me.
Absolutely.
So that was
yeah,
amazing.
We have become
I'm really
friends.
Glad.
Yeah.
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 Amazing.
Thank you.
Well, yeah.
You
figure Lucia's beautiful also. So you'd figure she'd have beautiful friends and stuff also, right? Have I scored enough points with you yet
oh,
to even
you
get
are
a date with you? Just
racking
one.
Them up.
Wow.
yeah.
yeah.
So, well, I wanted to mention, you know, since they can't see it, but obviously you can see it online. When you open up the book, it's my whole booty. So one cheek on each side of the book.
Oh,
right?
Okay.
And it's referring also a little bit to don't judge a book by
its cover.
Wow.
Because I have been judged a lot based right. on my exterior. And we all have that going on to a smaller or larger degree. And that's what I'm writing about too. So I really wanted to mention that there is a deeper thread in the book. Yes, there's a lot of stories, a lot of ads, also
good
pictures of it.
Yeah.
And and my booty starts talking back. And it can be quite facetious. It drops the F-bomb a couple of times as well.
Does
and,
it have a name?
You know... you know, there's a whole chapter
okay.
with nicknames.
Oh, great. Got,
so,
got
yeah, so it has many names. And
got it.
There is actually, speaking of that, there is a saying in Swedish. It's called Kärt barn har många namn.
Uh-huh.
And that means a loved child has many names.
Oh.
So, you know, so I can only refer it to, oh, I'm very loved because I have a whole chapter of nicknames. most of them referring to the booty, but other things too.
Sure.
No, but so I talk about being stereotyped, put into a box, and
yeah,
that's as we all do.
And I'm sure that bothers you, right? I mean, that's
yeah.
the flip side of
yes.
it.
Yes, yes, yeah. absolutely.
Because it's on her exterior. You can't, you, can,
yeah.
you have to
and
see
and you get
it.
Attention.
Right.
Maybe for not what you want to get attention
right.
for.
You can't
right?
hide it. Exactly.
I mean,
yes.
you're more than just your ass for crying out loud. But
yes.
but when it's the first thing that people see,
right.
That's what they comment on.
I have fun with it, and I'm not easily offended. And believe me, some guys could have deserved slaps and stuff. And it's good. So I have fun with it. But at the same time, when it's all about that, yes, it is bothering me. Mm-hmm. But and I'm doing my best to deal with it, and that's also why I wanted to make a little fun of it. But it does get it gets a little old sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's what I talk about, and also to be the change. I really promote that. That no matter what comes at you, to stay with your truth, and you are who you are. And I get the comment a lot of time. Oh, I didn't think you would be so deep. Mm-hmm. Oh, you have so much to say. Wow. Oh, you're from Sweden.
And people
you're
are like surprised.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. You see, and that's the thing. That's why I think this book is good for every woman, because it's not, because women often get noticed for their looks. And they want people to know there's more to me than just the exterior.
Right, right.
So I think this book is for everybody. I'm looking forward to reading it.
Thank you.
It is for both
guys and women.
No, because I want to know everything about Osa now. Yeah,
yeah, right. That's right.
Yeah.
But some people, they actually think, oh, it's a book for women. No. It's not. And obviously, there's also pictures in there, which I know guys
will appreciate. Guys will appreciate more than women will, of course.
Well, I also like to see good bodies, too.
Yeah, but also. Okay. For women, you know, because of the deeper thread, and because I think a lot of women can relate to their stories, and also guys, actually.
Right, right.
So I hope that's what I've been hearing so far.
That's very good.
Yeah. And so also in the final few minutes, I see on your website you provide services and stuff. So people can actually come to you. You can help them get fit.
Yep.
In what ways? Exercise, diet, both?
Well, both.
How does it work?
They go hand in hand.
Yeah.
So I really talk about food, of course, and it's everything is. Basically, it's 80% in a sense of what you put in your body. So if you go and work out there and you want to achieve a certain goal, but you eat crap, it's not really going to happen that way. You really have to. And it's all about I'm a fitness lifestyle coach, so I really promote healthy living, all mind, body, soul.
Right. So, and you're living proof that that living by whatever it is that you preach. Works.
Well, thank you.
Right?
Thank you. I appreciate that.
That's my
problem. Are you keeping up score there? How many points have I scored so far?
So far.
My God, I'm fascinated
with
this.
It's like 40 love. It's like going really well. No, my issue is I always work my ass out and then I go for pizza. That's my problem, because then it's like, you're right. Once you eat the crappy food, all that hard work goes to naught.
Right. Well, what I also say for people who are not trying to be up on a stage or anything like that, because most people are not,
of course,
and then you have to get really, really rigid. I have been asked to compete also in fitness and bodybuilding and all that, but that wasn't really for me. I do it for me, and I love it. And I want to be healthy all around. But, B-U-T-T. Obviously, when you work out, if you work out quite a bit, you can afford it to do it sometimes.
Yeah.
Because it's not about maybe being a fanatic.
Yeah.
But to overall have a healthy diet that you can live by.
I do. Yeah, you're right. Because like I'm a foodie and I love food and I like my carbs. But uh-huh. I work out so I can eat.
Yeah.
to be honest, I hate working out, but I do it so I can eat a little bit more.
Yeah.
And some people have that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it depends
mindset.
On your shape, your metabolism, all that stuff.
Totally.
You know?
All that stuff. Yeah. And you can change all of that too. You can change your metabolism by eating right. Because, a lot of people say, oh, by the time you turn 30, your metabolism goes down. No, it's how you take care of it. Mm-hmm. And obviously there are people with certain issues too, but that's something different.
Yeah.
So, right. Yeah. Everybody go to fitnessbyosa.com. You're going to find out everything you can and more. There's also links to all the social media stuff.
Yes.
So Facebook, Twitter, all that stuff. There's pictures of exercises that you're giving people, which is amazing. I see, you're using all kinds of like suspension and
The TRX, right? That's what you see there.
Cool.
And if you want to also, since the book is on sale today, ending today, on my Instagram, you can actually get the details there. Mm. The link is in the bio to Lulu, so it gets you directly to it. And then also the discount code, which is the big 30, because it's 30% off.
Oh, wow. Yeah, guys, go out there, get it at lulu.com. You just look up the Booty Chronicles and you'll find it and get a discount. I mean, I think it's fascinating. If anybody wants, I mean, that's the thing about your ass. I wouldn't consider it like, it's not a big ass. It's to me, it's not, it's just perfect to look at. It's pleasant to look at, right?
That was,
I mean,
poetry.
Look at the picture.
Look at the picture. Point.
Yeah. No, I mean, look. No, obviously you feel that way too because you used it for the cover of the book, you know?
Hey.
Can I see the book again real quick?
Oh, yeah.
Just so I know what I'm talking about.
Well, I had to put my ass
wow.
on it.
Wow. I mean, that's like, it's the best butt ever. Have you ever had to model only for a butt, like for lingerie or something?
Yeah.
Really?
Absolutely, yeah.
Wow.
And as long as it's, you know, according to what I feel is nice and good
covered.
And sexy.
Right,
and,
like fashion.
Yeah,
more.
Exactly. Yeah. And you know, sexy but not raunchy. Mm-hmm. I don't go to raunchy.
Right.
And
you
so,
shouldn't have to. I mean, you've got so much to offer, you know.
Well, thank you.
You don't seem to me like the porn star material at all.
No, but there are stories about that. In
really?
The too. I've been offered that too.
Oh, my God. I'm sure you have. My God, you know. Jeez, what hasn't she been offered?
That's true.
You see, you come to LA from a small town, but at least you've had, I guess, the wherewithal to withstand
all
that.
Yeah, you have to
that,
have your
right?
limits and boundaries
yes.
already
yeah.
within instilled in you.
Not
yeah.
to
right.
fall for all
right.
those scams.
Right. And that's also a little bit about what I bring up there, because I could have gone down a certain path
so easily.
If I wanted to. And, you know, maybe it would have opened certain doors or it would have been easier at the time. But I just will not. My integrity comes first and my values, and I know right. where I stand.
There
so.
You go.
Bravo, sister. Hey.
There you go.
Feminism.
Okay. We both scored a 10 today.
Woo!
You know?
100.
Yeah, Tori hasn't been keeping score, but I have. And,
boom.
Yeah. Also, thank you so much for joining
it's
us.
Fantastic.
Thank
you're
you
amazing.
So much for having me.
Yes.
I really enjoyed it so
of
much.
Of course. And like we told you would, right? I didn't lie.
Oh, of
right before
not.
The show, I told you you'd have the best time ever.
Oh, of course. Mm-hmm. I
right.
really had the best
and
time
I'm
ever.
I'm telling you, this is like the best sex you've ever had because any
yeah.
other radio station
hey.
Will not be as good.
Absolutely
okay?
not.
We spoiled you for life.
Yes.
you
Osa Schoberg, everybody, thank you all for joining us. Osa, all the best to you. Much success with the book.
Thank
and
you so much.
And you have an open invitation whenever you want to come back. There's so much more
awesome,
to talk
I would
about
love
and
to.
Stuff.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Tori, thank you so
of
much
course.
For joining me as always. You're very, very pleasant. Very
yes.
part of the show.
Thank
very
you.
Funny.
Thank you.
And
love you both.
Yeah, and no self-deprecating
okay.
so much as far as your looks because you look great.
Thank you.
Okay,
yes.
in my opinion.
Thank you.
So everybody's happy. We all look great. We all feel great.
We're big asses.
Yes, exactly. And we're all satisfied.
There you go.
All right, everybody. Thank you all for listening and we'll see you tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Tori only on LA Talk Radio.